Welcome to Ireland, and welcome to my kitchen. I'm talking to you at approximately 6 p.m. on Wednesday evening at the beginning of November. I'm doing a series of podcast episodes which feature, which star famous poets. Perhaps some not so famous poets in future, but at this stage, famous poets reading poems which are pretty well known by people who like their poetry. Today, I'm going to read a poem by Robert Frost. It's called Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening. I'm going to play Robert Frost reciting his poem. I think the recording comes from 1957 on a Decca. It's 52 seconds long. Not a long poem. After Robert Frost has read it, my intention is to read it to you twice. And the whole driving purpose behind listening to great poets reading their work, reading their poem to you as well is to, I suppose, partly to encourage you to have a look at some great poems. If you're already doing that, perhaps dig out recordings of the poets doing it, but also, and this is more important, I think, than anything else, have a go at it yourself. Record some great poems. Practice reading poetry and recording yourself doing it. And if you ever do it, please send me the recording if you ever want to share it with anybody. Meanwhile, here is the great Robert Frost, American.
Stopping by woods on a snowy evening. Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near, between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness belts a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sounds, the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark and deep. But I have promises to keep, and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep.
Thank you very much, Robert. Thank you very much, Robert Frost. And may you rest in, may you be resting in peace. Let me have a go at reading you, Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening. Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near, between the woods and frozen lake. The darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sounds the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark and deep. But I have promises to keep, and miles to go before I sleep. And miles to go before I sleep. Let me have another go at reading Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening. Whose woods these are, I think I know. Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. To stop without a farmhouse near between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sounds the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The only other sounds the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely. The woods are lovely, dark and deep. But I have promises to keep. But I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep. And miles to go before I sleep. Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening by Robert Frost.